This is Owen Thompson with the Local Journalism Initiative. The play and film Bad Roads by Natalia Vorobit currently has a Toronto production at the Crow Theatre. The play is in an episodic format with vignettes of different characters and their experiences during the 2014 Russian annexation of Crimea. In the play, the seven actors play multiple roles and show up in different vignettes as different characters. I spoke to one of the actors in the play, Shauna Thompson, a Canadian actor who has been in multiple productions before Bad Roads. She plays three different characters, with one being difficult for her to the point where, in the audition, she was, quote, terrified. We go over her role in the play and why it's important to do this production now. Okay, so to start out, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Shauna Thompson.
How long have you been acting for?
Wow, it's a hard question, kind of, because I feel like I've been doing this since I was a kid. But I guess professionally, I graduated from the National Theater School in 2018. So I've been professionally acting since 2018.
And what was your first production professionally?
My first professional production was a production of Romeo and Juliet with Repercussion Theater in Montreal. It was like a touring outdoor Shakespeare in the Park.
Before we go into your current production, just to get a better understanding of yourself and what you've been doing in your acting career. Mm-hmm. And, you know, before this recent production, what was your previous role?
The show that I did right before this one, I mean, there was a bit of a gap in the summer for me, but the last production that I did was at Factory Theatre. It was called Vierge, and it took place, it was set in a Congolese church in Montreal about four young women kind of discovering themselves and coming of age and dealing with their relationships with God and with each other and navigating young womanhood, essentially.
You're currently in a production that's currently playing now. So what is that production?
It's called Bad Roads by Natalia Vorobit, a Ukrainian playwright. And it's basically six episodes depicting the war in Ukraine as it began in 2014. And as we know, it's continually progressing. But yeah, I play several different characters in the piece. And yeah, each episode depicts a different series of events with different characters and what they're dealing with in terms of surviving a war.
How exactly does the play kind of get around you playing that many characters?
Well, it's just kind of set up that way. Like the first episode is a monologue. It's a very like long 10-page monologue. Then the next episode has four different characters in it, three young teenage girls and one of the teenage girls' grandmothers. And then it progresses from there. So like the third scene depicts three different men, two of them being soldiers and one of them being a school teacher and so on. So each scene essentially is its own world. So it's kind of like six plays in one play.
And with the production having been going on for a while now, how has it been playing all those roles every night?
It's definitely been a challenge. We do about eight shows per week. So we have some two show days and then some days where we just do an evening show or just do a matinee. The show itself is especially my track is pretty demanding. So it can be pretty physically and emotionally exhausting at the end of the night. But overall,
demanding, what do you mean by that? Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, these characters are going through some pretty challenging scenarios dealing with loss and grief and love and a very rapidly changing world around them. So, you know, if we think about human beings in a context where they're basically fighting for survival, this is what these characters are going through. So they are constantly on the edge, constantly wondering what their next day is going to look like, where their next meal might come from. So there's a lot at stake for these characters, and thus it can cost a little bit as an actor to invest yourself physically and emotionally in some of these scenes.
It's interesting you bring that up, because just a couple of minutes ago you brought up there's like an emotional toll to it. So how do you as an actor, because you have to do this, you're doing this right, eight times a week, how do you decompress from that after after doing all that?
Well, I mean, just like most things, like especially physical exercises, it's always good to have like a good warm up, but also it's equally important to have a good cool down. And I think that having that kind of in place for myself after a performance is really nice to kind of remove myself mentally and emotionally from what I just performed. We had a really lovely individual who was working with us throughout the process of this show. Her name is Katie Wadham, and she provided us with a ton of tools that we could use in times where we felt like, we needed to decompress. So she was present with us throughout the rehearsal process, and she still is available to us should we need her after a particular performance. If, for example, we're having a hard time coming down from the experience of the show. But she's been like what we call an artistic resilience specialist. So she has been really, really crucial for our process.
Is there any, I guess, one episode and that you kind of find to be the, I guess, the most demanding, emotionally?
Yes. One of the characters that I play is a medic in the army. She deals with a very challenging loss in one particular scene, and she has, without giving away too much, you really see her journey in a very unexpected way. And she it is I have to give myself mentally and like emotionally and physically in a way that some of the other scenes don't require. So she really drives that scene because she is the one who is deeply affected in a way and in a very recent and immediate way. So she in particular, for me, I often come off stage covered in sweat and very tired. So it's very demanding. I need to fully involve myself in that one.
And you're not alone in these productions, or these episodes, rather. So, are there any other actors who are also having to do that multiple characters multiple times a night?
Yes. So everyone's playing at least two characters in this piece. So our cast is about seven people, but we have approximately 15 characters. So I play three characters and everybody else is playing two. And each character is pretty vastly different from the others. So some of us for sure are doing a lot of heavy lifting in terms of even just text. Like the monologue at the beginning, for example, it's very long and it's very crucial that the actor performing that particular piece has a certain kind of clarity and a certain kind of trajectory of thought. So like even though they all have different requirements, every character has its own journey and different asks different things of the actors performing them. So
Or what drew you rather to come and audition for this production?
honestly, when I was first asked to audition for it, I was scared. I read the play and I was very terrified. I didn't think I could do it. The role in particular, the one of the army medic, she goes through and does and says things that, I personally would never do or say or think, or at least I hope I would never do or say or think. But I realized that, it was really just fear talking, and I fundamentally probably needed to challenge myself in a way that I hadn't before. And, it can be easy to kind of get a little complacent and take on certain roles that you find that you know that you're already capable of doing. So ultimately, I decided that I should challenge myself and go and do the audition. And I really enjoyed the audition. Andrew Kushner, our director, was so encouraging and very open to ideas, both in the audition and throughout the rehearsal process. He's been like a very, very vital part of this journey as a Ukrainian Canadian himself. So having that connection and having that person that we could ask questions to and someone who could be reassuring and encouraging and creating a space that we could explore in and give ourselves to was very vital. And I'm really glad that I took the leap and auditioned for the show.
You brought it up there, but you mentioned that, there was some type of hesitation that you couldn't do it. What was, like, I guess, your biggest fear going into this production?
I think it honestly was some of the depicting some of the choices that my characters make because they don't necessarily align with my values or my, do you know what I mean? Like, they don't really align with who I am as a person. But I realized that's a pretty big part of being an actor, is taking on roles that you wouldn't necessarily imagine yourself playing, or that aren't necessarily like a carbon copy of who you already are. Like, part of the challenge of acting is stepping outside of yourself and learning to empathize with the characters that you are encountering. And it's hard to do that when all your characters are basically yourself, which can be great and sometimes can be a great relief. But I also think that part of my journey, what I want for myself, is to be able to explore beyond what I already know.
Now that you're so deep into the schedule of this show, has that fear gone away?
Mostly, I would say yes. I think it's a different kind of nervousness now. I think the nervousness that I feel before a performance now is just wanting to do a good job and wanting to make the people who this story represent proud and feel heard, and really, obviously, as a performer, wanting to do a good performance and give the audience something to walk away with, something to think about. So the fear is more rooted in quality performance than it is about fear of the subject matter, if that makes sense.
You've touched on one of the characters that you found the most difficult to play, which is this army medic. So what are your other two roles in this show?
So one of the other roles that I play is a teenage girl. She is navigating a relationship with a soldier. I don't want to give away too much, but yeah, you kind of see her dynamic with other young women, and also how their relationships with these soldiers are affecting their personal lives, but also how it might be both how it's beneficial, but also harmful for their personal journeys. And the other character that I play is a young woman who, how do I say this? She comes to the home of a couple in an effort to make amends for some harm that she believes that she's done. And this scene actually takes place before the war. So when you see that particular scene, we don't have the context of, okay, this is in an ongoing war situation. This is prior to the beginning of the war.
You mentioned that of the three, the medic was the hardest to play. For the other two, was it easier to jump into those roles?
Overall, I think yes. Not because those characters don't face challenges, but they just have different requirements in terms of like what is expected of me, I suppose. The teenage girl scene is fairly short in comparison to the medic scene. The medic scene is probably the third longest scene in the whole play. Quite a bit of text. So textually, the teenage girl scene is fairly short and to the point. And the last scene with the young woman, she is in an emotional state when the scene takes place. So I don't want to say that it's particularly easy. I mean, none of them are easy, but they just have different expectations. And I think energetically, the medic scene requires the most. There's very real fear that this young woman is facing at the end of the play when she decides to encounter or to engage with this couple on their property. It's just different, if that makes sense. Yeah, just a little bit less demanding, as I feel like the medic, she really drives the scene. And if the energy isn't quite there, then the scene can feel flat, if that makes sense.
So for these three roles, how much of yourself do you put into them?
I mean, I think with any role, you kind of just meet the character where you are at that particular time. I wouldn't say that I have a lot of the same experiences that these characters have, but I can empathize with them in ways that, like, I've felt loss, I have felt grief, I have felt confusion, I have felt fear, I have felt all of the things that they are feeling, which may be in different contexts. So I would say, like, no matter what, there is always going to be a side of me in all of the characters that I play, because it's how I relate to their situation, not necessarily about me portraying myself in the situation, if that makes sense. So there's always going to be that overlap or that connection in terms of, this is my body and these are my emotions and this is my voice coming out of this character, and I'm finding where we have common ground. But ultimately, my focus is on giving voice to these particular individuals.
And with the show, you're obviously, again, working with other people. Is there like a scene with another actor that you look forward to performing every night?
Yeah, I guess this would be a little surprising after everything I've said, but the medic scene, I really do enjoy that scene because I think it asks so much, and it kind of surprises me now that I think about the fact that I was so afraid of it. But it teeters on that edge of like, okay, like how is it going to go tonight? What's going to happen? But at the same time, the exhilaration of how it feels once we've completed it, and I get to, because me, my scene partner and I, we always check in at the end of that scene just to make sure that we're both like feeling okay. And I love having those moments where we get to say like, oh yeah, this happened or that happened, and oh, I can try to do this a bit better, or you know, like just having that moment of connection with my castmate and getting to unpack what we just went through together. It's been really fun. And I mean, I also really love the audience feedback and reactions to the last scene, which is the one with the young woman and the couple. I think it's a very unexpected, I think what happens in the scene is very unexpected given what has happened up until that point in the show as a whole. I think people often expect something very different than what they receive. There's a bit more dark humor in that particular scene. So I think it's a nice relief sometimes for the audience, but also can still puts things into context in the sense that this is not necessarily an ordinary situation. That's something that you wouldn't necessarily see at any given point in your day to day. But yeah, I would definitely say the medic scene, I think.
So for my final question is, why is it important to have this play now?
I think there's no better time to be doing this play because it is now. The war in Ukraine is ongoing. It's not often that you get to do a production like this as it's happening. The immediacy is so real. The feedback that we've gotten from people who have left the production and turned on the news and said, this is exactly what I just saw. I think it pushes people to make different connections and to make certain realizations, to step outside of themselves, because it's so easy when the war is not happening here, when the fight for survival isn't happening here, to kind of just turn it off and to not pretend like it's not happening per se, but just to be able to give yourself that relief. And I think while those things are obviously important for our own mental health, I think it has opened doors and allowed people to make certain realizations and connections that we wouldn't normally make, because sometimes or oftentimes art is the aftermath of these situations. Like the art comes after, whereas this is ongoing. So we can sit here and say, wow, okay, like this could literally be happening right now for all I know. It probably is happening right now. And what does that mean for me as a person who is sitting in this theater consuming this art? What does it mean for what's happening on the other side of the world? What can I do to be a part of change? What can I do in order to spread the word and to continue to have these really important conversations about, you know, community and connection and love and, you know, like a lot of the themes that the play itself explores? But I think honestly, there's no better time than now.
So that's all my questions. Do you have any final comments you would like to leave off on?
Nothing in particular. Just come see the show if you're feeling up to it. I know it's not a show for everyone. The subject matter is very, very intense, but everyone that I know that has seen the show has had really positive things to say. So.